Blog Talk Radio.
Computer or all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass if I can run away from my head.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore.
That good help can, baby.
To seek out
Janu.
New life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good. And international
call. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Yes, hello?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a... Can I call down there and see about getting a bus ticket?
To where?
Hawaii.
From where? From Pelham to where?
Hawaii. Trying to take the family, like, on a vacation.
Okay. Can you hold on real quick?
Hello?
Yeah.
I can't be on hold too long. This calling card about to go off.
Okay, then, just give me the name of the city and the state.
I'm going to Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Are
you going to Grand?
Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Right.
On the Grand to Hawaii.
That's right.
No, I don't think the Grand, so you got to call the plane.
Hey, I can't call the plane. It costs too damn much.
Well, I mean, there's no way to...
You can't, make some kind of arrangement to drive us, to the coast and make some arrangement to get us on the boat or something?
You have to call a travel agency for that.
Now, what is that?
Huh?
What is that?
Travel agency.
Right, what does they do? Is that like
They'll set you up tickets for a cheaper rate.
To go to Hawaii?
Yeah.
On the bus?
Yeah.
So you do have a bus to go to Hawaii?
It'll go to L.A., and then from there, you have to take a boat.
Right. Now, listen, let me ask you. Can I transport my hogs?
I don't know.
I mean, I like on the Greyhound. Can I take my animals?
I don't know. You got to call Greyhound for 800.
Well, this the number right here. It says Greyhound. That's what I dialed.
Yeah, but I'll give you...
Look here, I need to get some answers right now. Somebody's ass is going to get whooped.
What's good, what's good? This your boy SFN Visuals, always checking in with DJ Smell So Good, aka DJ FTP, aka DJ For the People. Fuck the police, you know what I'm talking about? Hell yeah, 2009, always out.
Vinny, I think we got one on this one, man.
I made it rain.
Make it rain. What?
And I bet that I can do whatever you want me to.
Shout.
I told little mama I'm about to take her home. And if I didn't mention, we riding on foes. And everybody knows how they coming from the gold. Whoa, Penny on the beat, we murking these streets.
All
and
right.
Don't you try to sneak me, I got my head up. Now get your ass on the dance floor.
Niggas hate me, but they bitches ain't doubting.
opponent. All stakes and kickers, yeah, they hitting. Sounds like bombs in the box dropping bombs. I don't give a fuck that slump, like, why?
Make a nut. Hear my screams, so deep mean. Nah, I mean, fresh in my white teeth, Mr. Clean. Rockin' with my J's on, ain't got these. I don't give a fuck, put a dime on the bus. You can hit the club, cause mine on the bus. 12 in the trunk, and then 9 on the bus. I don't give a fuck, I got slump in the trunk. Trunk stay beatin', it's beat beatin'. Trunk so loud, it postpone meeting. Trunk so loud, it has its own reason. Put the single up, cause it's killer big season. Trunk never stop, cause the beat is too hot. Make your trunk pop, cause it's too much rock. Pop, 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 I think they're shooting on the block now. Pop, 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 damn, my speakers blew out.
I don't give a fuck, that slump in the trunk. I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, that slump in the trunk.
Broken, getting rich. You could think what you want. I'll just tell it how it is. Not to mention how I know. want the world, but it don't mean much. World, my little girl, and nothing come between us. I don't need $1 million or the dubs on the truck. Material love is lust, and we all go turn to dust. So I'd rather spend time with my family and dine cuts. So I don't think giving toast the best fine wine. And that cool, but would probably be better intertwined with a dime. You could like all the features, but love of mine, I don't mind being the man. Got the tap for the drinks. From this position, what happens depending on how you think. You can link or could go off course. That's up to you. She don't even got a clue. I'm balling without a juice. Can't abuse what you're giving, cause you lose what you got. From a nappy headed boy to the dude in the drop. You can be my boo with my passenger view or not. Either way, I'm balling on the spot. Shorty, I got a car, I got a crib, and at the mall, probably sleeping where I live. Every side of the rim is in my front yard.
And I be my motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Check this out, y'all. See everybody's ripping and ready to do this thing. You know what I'm saying? Time to learn language Tuesday. So before we get into it, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all done checked out a couple of them songs. And, you know, if you ain't rolling up some good herbals, I don't know what the fuck you was doing. I don't know what the fuck you was doing. We're coming right back after this TGZ, man. This is Hustle All Day.
Hustle All Day.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good, an international call.
Presenting Sayonite
Interface Complete.
Yeah, y'all hear it? That's official. That's official, you bitches. Goddamn right. Fucking official up in here, man. So come right back, man. I'm going to beam my dog up in this, man, fuckers. We can go ahead and get it started. Town of the Language Tuesday. Bitch.
Yeah.
right, y'all. Hold on to your livers.
I have fun. All right, let me see. Yeah, I got my new shit.
Before we start this show off, just, you know what I'm saying?
All the ladies in the house say, live, beholden to the kind and the feeling and the farting.
Yeah.
Walking on clouds.
I don't exercise.
I don't care. Pop this.
I pay top dollar for these incredible high-technology polyester shoes to walk around the mall and shop for more sports equipment I won't play sports in. I need to get more from life. Much more. I need to get high. Really high. High on air. Oh, yeah. These Air-ish shoes really pump up.
That's right. You can now buy some air. The science of sports and marketing results in a shoe that pumps. Sounds silly to you? What if we told you that Air-ish Pump Up would improve your game by 300%?
But I don't have a game.
You gotta have a game. Be a winner.
Pump up and slam dunk.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
God, the size of your shoes.
You'll shave seconds off your personal best.
Oh, yeah. You mean I can whack off even more times a day?
Absolutely. Probably 5 times more. Because you'll be walking on air. You'll feel so much more athletic after pumping up your shoes, you'll automatically lose weight and feel high tech. Just like the sports stars. You are a star.
Now you're a winner with Air in his shoes.
Now I can reach for the stars. I've pumped up my ego.
Pump it up with Eris.
Get your game on with Eris Pump Up Shoes. You can get them at any shoe palace near you, or you can find them at Mervin's. Exclusives just for you.
Yeah.
Hold your ears.
Ah, yeah. You got to love that team spirit right there. Hey, Mr. Sayanai.
Hey, Smiley, what's up?
It's up in the building, ladies and gentlemen. This is the international co-host, you know what I'm saying, of the new intro. And I know everybody been missing us, but...
It's okay now. I'm here.
That's real. So how you doing, my brother?
Actually, I'm being a bit of a zombie today and yesterday. I haven't slept a lot. I had to go to work and stuff, so really had to try not to fall asleep in the car on my way home. But I managed.
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
No, hurting it doesn't, but nice is something different.
Oh.
How are you doing,
Sam? Yeah. Hey, man, you know, I'm just trying to maintain. You know what I'm saying? Doing what to do today. Hey, Alex Jack. Yeah, Lomba. You need to come on, call in 347-237-5125. Today is Dutch Day. Oh, my bad. You wanted the dramatic music. My bad. Today is Dutch Day. And we are studying Dutch, goddammit, live up in here, man. We got two nationals up in here. So, you know, Mr. Alex Jacks, you know what I'm saying? We know you speak the language fluently. And then we got Mr. Sayanai, who speaks the language fluently. So
I hope so.
I will not be going to www.byki.com today because, I have to pull my cheat sheet up. Y'all be like, how do you know Dutch? Because, damn it, I went to the website, www.byki.com, and download the language learning program. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, here you go. And it's byki.com for all your language learning needs. I want to say what's up to a couple of people that's up and hanging out. Alice Jacks from, all the way to Netherlands. His Heavenly Angels out of the Washington area. Mr. Jamie Garcia. Both of them, who down here? Jamie's down in, Jaime is in, no, Jamie is in Florida. Where Jaime at?
Oh, I'm not going to guess, because if I guess wrong, that he won't like that.
Oh. All right, well, there we go. Jaime's from Texas.
That my guess was right.
I thought it was Texas.
Yeah,
I thought it was Texas, but
I don't be liking to put people in Bush's territory. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we got Mrs. Laugh to the East, Laugh to the West, Laugh to the Front, to the Back. Laugh all around. It's the Laugh-A-Lot guru, Miss Laugh-A-Lot, representing Canada up in this mofo flipper. And then, of course, we got Mr. Man himself, Mr. Sayed Knight.
Thank you, or should I say, thank you well?
That's real, yeah. All my exes moved to Texas, and them bitches moving back. I don't know why and shit. Talking about the oil's fucked up or something. Yeah, I know what I'm saying. Bringing y'all punk asses back. I ain't never heard that song. All my exes live in Texas.
Gotta go. My meds are kicking in.
You know what I'm saying? Well, no. Got a couple of questions for the ladies out there.
Do you like fat guys with no money?
I'm just saying.
I hope not.
Why not?
Yeah. I'm a thin guy with no money.
Hey, well, you know what I'm saying? It's like a double whammy and shit. Like, hey, what's up? No, but I can get all the way up in there, baby. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, people, listen. We are learning a language today. How you want to do this, brother? Are you the teacher for the day? Is this your language?
Well, actually, you have done a lot of language lessons, and I haven't. So how about you lead, and you ask me for the translation of the English language you want to teach to people?
Well, how do you say motherfucker in Dutch?
Literally translated moedermaker.
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 Nog neger.
Moe.
Moe.
Dag.
Dag.
Neuker.
Like move, neger. Moedermaker out the way. Moedermaker out the way.
Almost. Yeah, almost. Right. You don't pronounce the, or you do pronounce the R's. So it's moedog.
Oh, well, no, that'll sound racist, or we can't say that here. Moedenegers. No, we can't. No.
No.
Well, we sound retarded, people. I know. God damn it. Call 347 and get your ass on the line. 237-5125.
Yeah,
please
on,
don't let us embarrass ourselves.
Come on, Alex,
like
call in.
This. Everybody call in and get them just as embarrassed as we will. Right. All right, tell you that. I'm trying to get some more languages, too. We were studying the Hausa language. We've covered Afrikaans, German, Spanish, Australian, Macedonian. What else we covered? Duh. Yeah, we're going to cover a lot of languages. Korean, Chinese, Vang, Chen Chao, Chao Boy Toy. All y'all out there, yeah. I don't think I speak it. Oh, I speak it. Just not enough. And what I'm doing now is going to, bam. There you go. Who the hell is this? Vice Grip. Vice Grip, blessed love. That's what you always say to me, people. I'm just, you know.
I'm so blessed, man. I'm blessed and out of favor, man. I was a little long, man. I was thinking about India. I'm in India. Y'all going to be on the radio station today?
I think so. Being that I'm on it right now.
I couldn't understand a word he was saying.
Yeah, this is Vice Grip, people.
Yeah, it's been a while, man. I don't want to run a station, man.
I haven't in a while, but it's still set up. Y'all, excuse me, people. This is Mr. Vice Grip. This is the owner of, hold on. This is his song right here. There's a couple of
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Stand by your phone. I'll give you a call. Hold on. I'm going to send it right over to you. No, I'm on the radio right now until 2 o'clock. We on the same damn time zone. He gonna ask me. He an hour away. This motherfucker talking to him, what time is it now? How the fuck are we on the same damn time zone? Yeah. Like we in the Netherlands or something. This ain't Jamaica. My home on Vice Grip, ladies and gentlemen, you know what I'm saying? Yes. And when he comes on the show, believe you me, it's not gonna change. It's not gonna change. It's all good though. Love all my artists out there, you know what I'm saying? From every nationality. But Vice Grip come on the show, y'all gonna be like, God damn, what the fuck is he saying? It's all good, man. Let me send him an instant. God damn, man, I'm sending you the info. Yeah.
Crazy noise. How can you stand me?
I'm telling what. Yeah, I gotta send you the number. Oh, unless you wanna write the number down. Boy. Some people don't need to be getting technology. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't need technology. Damn. Alright, hold on, people. God damn it! Damn!
Where is he at, Smelly?
Hey, down in Fort Lauderdale. He's from Jamaica, though. He's originally from Jamaica.
He's from Jamaica.
And,
that's nice.
Yeah. So he. I'm trying to think if he speak a different language. I know he speak definitely Jamaican and English. Well, somewhat English. But
Jamaican is another language, isn't it?
What, Jamaican?
Jamaican is...
Nah, it's made up of something else. Not, you ain't finna find it on the website that says Jamaican language. All right, hit me up here. I got to send him the show information over there.
Hey, Smelly, I'll call back in 10 seconds. You have to let me back in because you're breaking up on my Skype line, so I'm going to restart it here and hope it works better.
Oh.
You're right.
That ain't me.
I hope not.
Damn it.
See ya.
All right. After this, people, we're gonna officially get into it. And Time to Learn Language Tuesday, all right? So, first of all, let me go ahead and play this real quick. This is called Economical Pressure. Me and my homeboy Ash would have actually made this a little joke. We have used the word economical pressure to disguise the fact that we are smoking marijuana. So, if you ever hear him say, yeah, man, I'm on the economical pressure, but you already know what I'm talking about. We got Mr. Vice Grip all the way from Jamaica. Blah, 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 blah. Gonna be coming through in just a minute, man. And blessing the show. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll get off into this Dutch Netherlandian language. Time to Learn Language Tuesday, right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize Record of Game Radio.
Sad, they can pay the bills, cause the have no fun. That's why road boy pick up the gun. That's why we have more fun. More than fun. Oh yes, oh yes. Economic oppression.
Economic oppression.
The economic oppression.
Oh, yeah.
right. Well, we all waiting on your call.
Yeah.
All right. I see you. 706. All right. All right, let me beam in Mr. Vice Grip real quick. You know what I'm saying? Beam in everybody with the fabulous music right there, man. It's the fabulous sounds from Mr. Vice Grip. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hold on 1 second. Beam everybody. Now, what I'm finna do, we actually gonna might play this back over. Sayonite, you was in the building. And 706, that's you, Vice.
Bless you. Each and every day and each and every time. Seeing, you know, you don't know, a Vice Grip live on the air with Mr. DJ, yeah. Singer is so good. The broadcast. Yeah, sure.
What's up, my brother? What's happening with you, man?
What's up, man? I'm just chilling, man. What's going on there, man?
Oh, you know, living life, staying blessed and unstressed, you know what I'm saying? And I got a couple people, you know what I'm saying, good folks from around the world that I played the songs, you know what I'm saying? Everybody feeling the positive vibe. And, Ms. Laugh-A-Lot say what's up to you, out of Canada, you know.
So love that, man. To all the people, blessed love, man. Hey, that they love Vice Grip song, support Vice Grip, you know. Thank them for the support, you know. Thank all the listeners that they support my songs.
Hey, what's your info? How they can find more information about you?
I just make it simple. Let's Google Vice Grip Obama.
All right, Google Vice Grip Obama.
Type that in the chat room too.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now. Obama.
I just recently messed up and with the virus and all. Bit over again.
Man. Vice Grip Obama. Really, y'all can just Google Vice Grip and I'm telling you, he'll pull up a lot of stuff on him. He ain't too many people on the internet named Vice Grip. Which is a good thing for you. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's been, some good information. I just popped in there. And then y'all can go here to MySpaces. You got MySpaces and all that. MySpace.com/Vice Grip. They got Obama's number one song. Now, I was telling them, that was for economical pressure that Obama wrote you back. And thank you for the song. Which song was that one?
Economical pressure, Obama wrote me back, yeah. And
yeah.
YouTube too.
And it's on YouTube. Did you already find the YouTube? Oh, she already found it. Yeah,
no, when they Google Vice Grip Obama, everything. When they Google Vice Grip
Obama. Yeah, Vice Grip, sing Obama, best top songs, but bad economic crisis, economy, and campaign for Martin Luther's dreams. And you got a lot of good, comments. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's what's up. Y'all can go and check that video out. You know what I'm saying? It's a nice little slideshow and a couple of little pictures and stuff like that that go along with the song. And y'all can check that out, you know.
You know what? There's another thing that they can do, too.
What's that? They're on YouTube. A friend of mine from Washington, Heaven Angel, popped in your link for the YouTube video, so you know everybody can check out the YouTube. You got you covered, bro. Say who, what now? Your phone breaking in and out.
On my Facebook. So what they can do, they can go on the search. Up there, right on our Facebook, and type in Vice Grip Brown. Space it. Vice space it's Brown. Facebook.
H Brown.
Vice Grip Brown. Yeah.
Okay, Vice Grip Brown. So if y'all want to follow him on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, check him out, you know, Vice Grip Brown. And,
Not Cole Brown. One club is Brown Brown. It's not Brown Brown. It's Vice Grip Brown.
Yeah, Vice Grip Brown, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
so it's just been, but how everything been with you, brother? I'll talk to you in a little minute, you know what I'm saying? What's been going on?
Well, I can't complain, man. I do a few more songs, you know.
Oh, you got some more songs?
A song about the Babylon system, a fraud, you know?
Yeah, got that one. Matter of fact, did you send me that one? I don't think you sent me that. Good day, Vaughn. Good day, Avon. I'm cheating, people. Hey, let me ask you something, Vice. How many languages you speak?
English.
It's just English
and
Jamaican?
But
now, what Jamaican language? Where did that come from?
Planina.
From who?
Glenn, London.
Oh, from London? Man, let me look this shit up. What the hell's going on here? Hey, your phone keeps cutting in and out. I hear you, but then your phone cuts out. I got something for you. Hold on.
Same problem, man.
Jamaican language, how about that?
He's
coming in out real bad.
Like me yesterday, I don't know how bad it was. I should listen back to it. But I ordered a new microphone today. Nothing fancy, but at least I'll improve a little bit in the audio.
Hey, see if I can talk some Jamaican. Huh?
Can you talk Jamaican? I can't.
Yeah, I'm finna talk Jamaican. Let me see. Can you understand me? This is a Jamaican conversation. Brethren, Wagwan.
Why,
you done say me die ya gwan easy?
Yeah, me die ya mean me die here. And come here, look here.
Yes, I. So it go still. Nothing na gwan.
Yeah.
But we keep the faith, not true?
Yeah, man, true, man, yeah.
Oh, man, this is crazy.
I can interpret the word, like, you know, like, come here, it's come here. Look here, it's look here. Where are you?
What does come here mean?
Why?
It's come here.
What does that mean?
What's that? Why?
It's going well.
Come here.
Yeah. Come here. Come here. Okay. Why
the only thing I got for that was keeping the faith.
He said keeping the faith. All right, let me do the whole. This is what I'm finna read. It's what's up, man. I'm just here taking it easy. That's how it is. Times are hard, but we have to keep the faith. Isn't that right? Yeah, how are your kids? They're all right. One wants to be a DJ and make it big. Another wants to migrate and make it big. I'm just trying to reason with them. That's how kids are. They have to know that you have to work for things little by little. True. Listen, I'm in a hurry. I'm going to leave. Okay, see you later. Okay, now that's the English. Now this is my version of the Jamaican. This is a conversation with myself. Yeah.
Stop. Oh, you're busy.
What's up?
Sorry. Yeah, I recently created a rap song, man. It's very interesting about, you know, the Bambolan, you know, back in the days in Jamaica. They used to call it Bambolan. They used to go to the hoodland and cut down the bamboos and use it make dancehall. So, you know, back in the days, you know, they used to go and do the rap song. You know that, the hip-hop, you know, hip-hop originally from Jamaica. You know that, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, y'all were the ones that started all the real DJing and shit, you know what I'm saying, back in the days with the live bands and turntables and all that outside. So,
thank you very much for mentioning that. But in America, they don't mention that. They don't mention
America.
They don't mention that.
It's selfish here. We don't believe in that. No credit. Nobody gets credit. America takes all the credit. That's the American way. Thank you, man. You think you're in the world or something? You're in America, brother. Everything is belongs to America. Even your thoughts.
DJ. You never hear me rap yet. You want me to do like a piece of this song?
Uh-oh, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm hungry because I'm about to take you to lunch.
Oh. Go ahead, brother. Here we go, people. Mr. Vice Grip, this is something
I'm
new.
Ready.
You need it. You need a beat. You need me to drop the beat.
Get it.
You need me to drop the beat.
Listen carefully. I'm going to have the beat with me now, but I'm going to do it.
Oh, I got some jazz beat.
Bambolon, back in the days when you call it a soul. Bambolon, back in the days when you call it a soul. So like a youth, you still walk around the dance from Cana to Cana. I pick up back from Chicago, sell to buy chicken back on so walk. Cause them other can't find another love to buy up on her so walk. She no have no food in her iPad, but it's full of boiling water. She can't find no food to feed her son and daughter. In the dance, some of them are no open to her daughter. They say, call me again. Come give me a dance. They can't find a dollar to buy a liquor, so they full up the empty bottle up here drinking water. In a dance DJ rap all night long and don't even get a dollar. Mr. Duray, who create rap music, should I get his honor? The same rap music from out of Jamaica. In America, come from out of Jamaica, but they don't mention that in America. The same rap music in America, where them make billions of dollars off of originate in Jamaica, but they don't talk about that in America. No, we have the world fastest runner come from out of Jamaica. No, they can't deny that. I have the call. Bambolon. Back in the days and you so call it a song. Bambolon. Back in the days and you so call it a song. Let us jump and shout and give credit to Baby Joe. Let us jump and shout and give credit to Baby Joe. Back in the days, DJ used to be foot walker. Back in the days, DJ used to walk, go by dance, we go create rap music. See, nobody's DJ come and live off. Nobody's DJ, some of them don't even respect the elder who set the foundation to make their life better. Nobody's DJ riding a limousine, airplane, and Alex Clapton. So we call it Bambolon. Back in the days, then you used to call it dance. What?
Yeah, I hear you. Who doing the beat for that?
It's the guy over there in Florida. His name is Zimrai. Zimrai. He back up all of the big artists them from Jamaica. He back up Beanie Man, Bounty Killer, Buju Banton, Wayne Wonder, Shaggy, and all those guys. You know?
Yeah. Hey, brother, I'm give you an award real quick. excuse me. Got some dust in the air. Yes, some dust in the air. First of all, if I beam in, no sleep entertainment, you know what I'm saying, what we do here, you know what I'm saying, when you do good positive things, you know what I'm saying, we got awards, and when you do negative things, we got an award. So, you know what I'm saying, you are the, you know, a positive inspiration to the show, you know what I'm saying, you have been ever since I've been playing your music, you know what I'm saying, so... You know, just the half of Wrecking the Game Radio. Here's your award, Mr. Vice Grip.
That's enough every time. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Now,
you deserve that.
As for Ashwood coming in all late and shit.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood...
No. I just gave half.
Poor Ashwood.
You were half late, goddammit. You were half late. You get half the goddamn award. Oh, man. No sleep entertainment. Ashwood is in the building. You know what I'm saying? I got a. Hey, you got the car fixed, man?
Yeah, Wednesday. I pick up Wednesday. I'm just getting tuned up. And I'm good. Wednesday to here tomorrow.
What time? Damn, we can't take it out of town. You ain't got no good paper. Damn, man. I got to get out of town. I got to get up to Georgia, man. I need to go to Fort Gordon, Georgia, my damn, go see a graduation. My daughter's graduating from AIT, everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, congratulations.
I know everybody's like, oh, my God, he has a daughter. Yeah, put two and two together. If I'm 32 years old and my daughter's graduating from military school. Yeah.
What's up?
All right.
That's what it is.
But shouts out to Santasha, you know what I'm saying? Little Coco Pop, you know what I'm saying? She's graduating tomorrow and starting at 4 o'clock, Fort Gordon, Georgia. So, you know, girl doing her thing. She moving on up like the Jeffersons, you know what I'm saying? She moving on up like the Jeffersons. So, I got a couple of people I need to beam off in here. I will tell everybody to hold your ears. I'm going to give you one warning. One warning only. Hold your ears, goddammit. All right. There we go. Good porn music.
I made it. Just come in to say hi.
Got Heavenly Angel up in this mofo flipper. 813, you up in here. 850, I don't know who that is. Well,
congratulations on your daughter. Graduation. Nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Passing that on. Yeah, it's like
go.
8 hours.
Beam me back out quickly. Beam me back
out.
Oh,
you got to go.
Out.
Oh, you got to pick the kid up. I forgot. Oh, that's
take
right.
Care,
pick
Angel.
The kid up.
Yeah.
Tell the kids I say, hey, it up.
All right.
That's Miss Heavenly Angel out of Washington checking in. All right. And 813, you are still in the building. You ain't said nothing yet.
I'm here, Snubby.
No, we got another 813 caller that I'm finna write the number down in like 2 seconds. If you don't say nothing, I'm gonna call your ass back. That's how we
What's
do
that?
It.
It's your boy, man, KT, man. What's good?
Oh, you already know fuck with me, man.
I'm not gonna interrupt nobody, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
What'd you
hey,
say?
What's happening?
What's good, man? Long time no
good. What the hell the damn song got?
What's good, DJ Smoke so good?
Man, you know I'm chilling like a villain. I'm actually looking for the song. That's why I was finna play the fucking song. These people been taking songs off my damn track list, though, man. I don't know what the going on. I come back, songs missing and shit.
Yo, I'm gonna have to play one more track.
Yeah. Yo, hold on, quick second. Yo, hold on. Somebody call me on the bell. Man.
Wait up. You should have said continue talking. That would be a better plan.
Oh, shit. Let me get my beam ready. I got somebody hitting me up on the bat line. Y'all hold the fuck on, man. Goddamn show about to get off the chain. We ain't even learned one damn Dutch word yet. But Mutter Mika. I don't even know how to say that. I'm going to stick with motherfucker. Mutter Maker. There you go. Noodle Maker.
Mutter Maker.
I'll spit all over my phone. Mutter Maker.
Nick,
that's for all you.
I'll try to get some audio for you. That might work a little better.
Oh, all right. Well, how y'all? What is a? Cause to us, you know, a motherfucker is a couple of different things. You know what I'm saying? We got different meanings for motherfucker. You know, you can be a motherfucker like in bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, girl turn around and say, damn, you a motherfucker. And, you know, or you can be that punk-ass motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You can be one of them motherfuckers. Or you can be like, hey, motherfucker. You know, and then that's a polite motherfucker. Man, that motherfucker. See, that's the nice type motherfucker.
We don't have a polite motherfucker. Moodle, maybe. We don't have a polite
motherfucker. Oh, you ain't got no polite motherfucker. You ain't got a polite motherfucker.
Let me
hit y'all. I'm going to bring y'all on a polite motherfucker. How about that? This is a polite motherfucker right here. Hey, you polite motherfucker. All righty, people. That's what I'm talking about. Motherfucker.
Good afternoon, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Y'all know who that is, man. It's going down. This is the hardest working Mexican with a real job. Oh.
I got a job, motherfucker.
What's happening, my brother? What's going on?
Man, I've been on the grind. I'm trying to rebuild from the fucking tax evasion that they fucking try to hit me with. Man, it's all good.
Hey, if y'all didn't know, man, you know, not paying your taxes. So I guess I don't know nothing about that. I ain't got enough assets.
I'm going to tell you this right now. You better pay your taxes because these cocksuckers, they'll get you. And believe me, they got
me. Yeah, but see, now you're...
Hey, motherfucker.
Yeah. All right, man, we up in here trying to learn Language Tuesday. We're trying to learn Dutch. I got a house full of motherfuckers that done called in. You know, I got a new co-host. You know what I'm saying? Got my new co-host from Netherlands, Mr. Sinai. You know what I'm saying? Got another international co-host to add to the team. Right here. Now, if y'all don't know, this is Goofy Bone out of San Jose, California. I played a song earlier, What's Up? That was his song. This is a song in the background, Straight Low Records. And part of the Trilateral Commission consisted of myself, Goofy Bone, and Mr. Sadie Baby Powder, Fred J. out of Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. And actually, he just got featured too. Fuck, I almost forgot your damn Vice. Damn, you ain't called in like 40 years. He on the 706 error code. We got Vice Grip up in here too, brother.
That's it, love.
Wise one, man. Long time I don't hear the voice, man.
Oh, man. Hey, it's good to be back, people, but you know shit. Mexicans, they motherfuckers work. That's what I'm talking about.
Who the hell's outside in the tunnel? That's you?
No, that's me, I guess.
No.
Brain passing by.
Getting some feedback there at a radio station.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, we got everybody calling in, you know what I'm saying? And I guess y'all ready? This shit sound like German.
Yes, sir.
Bring it down.
Tutsins. Hey, that's African. That's African, goddammit. Y'all took it from Africa.
What?
Tutsins is goodbye. That's African.
Well, what part of Africa are you referring to? Because South Africa speaks a lot of Dutch. Because the Dutch used to settle there. I don't know the word.
Well, how about the Dutch speak a lot of South Africa?
No, that's not really the case.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. I'm taking my virtual T-shirt off.
Well,
I'm about to throw some virtual fisticuffs up in there.
If you go back in history, you will learn that those words didn't exist in the English language or in the African language before the Dutch get there. So the Dutch didn't get it from the African people, but the other way around.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's just
picked up a little.
In fact.
Oh. Well, I hear your Dutch is on the map then, damn it. Shit, what the Dutch music we got? Somebody cue the Dutch music.
I sent you a link to a Dutch music song, Dutch hip-hop too.
What? Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you
right there. Oh, if I was in the chat room, I guess I would know that.
It's a little bit older, but it's well-known. It's called the Osdorp Posse from Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Fuck Jewel. Fuck Jewel. Yes, I said it. FOKJOU. Fuck Jewel. What the fuck is that? I guess I should guess, huh?
And if you read below, it says HQ, high quality is hardcore Moodle makers.
Moodle makers.
Moodle makers.
Oh, damn it, he done hung up because he went back to work. All right, shout out to Goofy Barnes. Wanted him to call in, say what's up. Appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Showing love. Moodle makers. All right, check this out, people. You know, this is an educational day on Tuesdays. You know what I'm saying? We up for the Nobody Award, you know what I'm saying? So, yo, we're going to get that in 3009, you know.
Hello, Wiener is... DJ smells so good. And still super-duper heavyweight champions of the universe...
Record the Game Entertainment.
Push that. Timmy, get your punk ass out of the way. Pushing buttons and shit, brown nosing. That's Timmy Brown nosing people. Sorry about that. You know what I mean? Trying to suck up to the
Timmy. We love Timmy.
Yeah, you know everybody loves Timmy, man. If y'all don't know who Timmy is my affirmative action, hard at work here in space. You know what I'm saying? You know, just like on Earth. You know what I'm saying? You got to hire one of the handicaps. So you know, you go around looking at space windows and everything, keeping things clean. You know,
you
I ain't got to wash nothing.
You
yeah, I ain't got to wash nothing. Yeah. You know, space clean. Space clean, goddammit. Space clean. So, look, we're into the Dutch language, you know what I'm saying, which is Time Learning Language Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? We teach languages, different languages on Tuesdays. So the simple fact of, you know, you have a little general knowledge of somebody else's language. You know what I'm saying? To show just a little general respect when you go into another person's country. Not to say that you need to be fluent in their language. You know what I'm saying? But just, you know a little bit how to say hello, goodbye. You know what I'm saying? What's up, motherfucker? The bitch, get your ass out the way.
Over here, you
should be all right.
Over here, you don't really need that much because, yeah, we are highly multicultural. We got people from all over the world, and most Dutch people speak reasonable English.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay. So most people... But I'm just saying, like even Germany, though. You go to Germany, you know what I'm saying? Majority of Germans speak English, but they won't speak English until you speak some kind of German.
With the Germans it's differently because they don't speak that good of English as the Dutch people do because they...
Look at Arnold Schwarzenegger, that's a...
Well,
I'm on Arnold.
Every movie on TV is in German.
Knee, goddammit, knee.
You talking to the dog? The dog wants some weed or something. Man, fire the dog up real quick, man. Blow him a gun or something.
Hey.
Oh, my man. You hear him? You right. Right. Blow me a gun. That's translated dog language right now. You know what I'm saying? Live. All right, check this out. So, I guess I'm going to have to teach this one. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm black and I don't speak Dutch. I guess I should teach Dutch, huh? Even though my co-host is from the Netherlands and he's Dutch.
Well, I speak English, so why bother?
What the is that? We need to learn Dutch, damn it. I need to talk some Dutch chicks when I get there, you know what I'm saying? You need to know when I go to the coffee house, I'm ordering the right shit.
Oh, that won't be a problem. You just call me and I'll tell you what to get.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, let's learn that language then. Shit. Let's not learn the polite language. What we need to know when we go into a coffee house. And people, we ain't talking about Maxwell House or Folgers.
What do you need to know when you go into a coffee house? Well, for starters, they are used to foreign people. So English is all right. But
okay, so how do we say how do you say how to get to the coffee house, or how do we like ask directions?
I'll tell you in a polite way. Kan je me de weg vertellen naar de coffee shop? Could you tell me the way to the coffee shop, please?
Yeah, there you go. Okay, now see, you gotta do some work in now. You gotta type that in. Everybody can repeat it. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have the pleasure of being on BYKI and having to cheat, you know what I'm saying, a little program, you know. Is that a language?
Well, Smelly,
text, man?
You know that you will be the first one who has to repeat me, so.
You know
it's going to be fun.
I got it, brother.
That's
going to
be fun. Kanye.
You the maker, mother.
Kanye.
Kanye.
Kanye. Kanye. Almost. Me. De. Me. De.
Kanye. Murder. Murder.
There's a space in between those words. It's me. De.
Like murder. Murder.
Yeah, there's a space between two words. Wesh.
Rash?
Wesh. W-E-G. Wesh.
Wesh. Wesh. Because the W is V. Wesh.
Vechtelden.
Vechtelden.
To tell, that means vechtelden. Try it again. Wesh.
Wesh. Wesh. Everybody.
You really have a problem with the R's, I guess. The R's are different.
Oh, you saying breath?
I know. Ver. Ver. V-E-R.
Rech.
Oh, my God. I see that Alex is back. He should call in, by the way. But
get you out. Hold on. Let me. There we go. If I choke myself, I say it correctly.
Yeah, but that was... That was before that. We are now working on the word vertellen.
Vertellen. There we go. Vertellen.
Oh,
I got to choke myself and it comes out right.
Well, good enough for this time.
All right.
We got three more words.
God damn, I thought that was it. All right,
nach.
Here we go.
Nach.
Nach. Nach.
No, that's German. That's nach. It's not German.
Oh, yeah, I speak German.
Nach.
Nah.
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 You really have a problem with those R's, but I'll count that one.
Nah.
De. You said that before. De.
De.
That's 100% correct. And yeah, the next one you know, coffee shop.
Their coffee shop. All right, now we've put it all together. Blachle, 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 blachle. Their coffee shop.
Kan jij me de weg vertellen naar de koffieshop?
Is dat te zeggen?
Hey, okay, well look. How about this? Okay, Alex, you ain't got to call in. How about Alex, you be the typer? You know what I'm saying? You type the translation, you know, so we can read it, you know. Then we get the actual, you know, pronunciation from Sinai. How about that? How about we all work together?
Well, it's not the actual pronunciation. I have a pretty heavy accent from the region where I'm from. And I'm sure that Alex...
Oh, man, now you're finna get us all screwed up. Now we got to get in the region,
No. I talk Dutch only by the way that I pronounce things. You can guess which region that I'm from. And
oh,
Alex
yeah?
can hear that. Alex can hear that, yeah.
Oh, what? What, he slang Dutch or something? He speaks slang Dutch?
I speak slang Dutch. If I would talk slang Dutch, Alex wouldn't understand a word I was saying.
Would or would?
I mean, sowieso kan Carlos en Alex er helemaal niks meer van verstaan. That was my slang Dutch.
Oh. Is heisen zu saufen, saufen the bottom.
I You don't need to go and try that. That's
hey, Smelly. Hey, you go ahead and beat me off, man. We're about to drop something in the studio, man. Me and KG just got here.
Me?
Yeah, man. He just brung some beats, man. We're about to drop something in the studio real quick. Because he got to make some moves in a minute, so I don't mean to rush you.
All right. I hear you. You miss on.
Hey, you need to play some songs on there, some music or something.
Oh, y'all want to hear some KGs or something? They,
they just trying to get away. They just trying to get away from the Dutch lesson.
Yeah, take a quick break.
God damn it, knee.
All right. I see you in a few there, Mr. Ashwood. You know what I'm saying?
Ball,
you know, ball coming back through. All right, Mr. Vice Grip still holding on. And,
Vice Grip
yeah,
with hands.
We're going to get right back into it. What the f*** happened to the song?
It's the name of the pressure.
I had to tell everybody our little secret. You know what I'm saying? When y'all hear that song, y'all already know it's time to fight up. Yeah, all right, here we go.
Economic disaster. Economic
pressure. All right, coming right back at you, man, after this song, man. We're going to get back into it. I'll let y'all in the flip side. Ashwood KG, I see ya. No sleep. This time around, you catch what you're doing. Set you don't like that. You need to stop running. I got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. We got this thing jumping. This time around, you catch what you're doing. Set you don't like that. Just to let you know, you can go check out Ashwood, www.ashwood.com. You know what I'm saying? For more music. And videos, also check out youtube.com/813battles because we got the new battles going to be posted. So everybody can, you know what I'm saying, check out Ashwood versus AWOL. Go and vote. It's going down.
You don't like me, you need to stop running. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, oh, we got this thing jumping. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop running. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping. You rocking with Ashwood, back like I never left. Been a race for the fame, kid, they running out of breath. Study my style, just to get this stuff tighter. I'm an entrepreneur, plus a wicked songwriter. Now every artist wanna push up their DVD. Step it up, no sleep, ENT and HD. Working on a movie, just finished up the script, about to drop a new single. Just finished up the mix, stay in the lab. Drop a 16 with hooks, life is like a soap opera. About to write me a book, it's more to come. It's just the preview, now you gotta start, cause you get the hand I feed you. Rappers in debt from the dudes, you ain't paid yours. What you think they stop making tempers when they made yours? Mine's the shiesty, you don't gotta like it. Put it down every time, ain't nobody like this. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop fronting. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop fronting. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping. You got your hand out, bring something to the table. I don't get dropped, I drop you from the label. F you pay me. Now you feeling wavy, I took you to the next level. Don't try to play me, show you how to grind, go. Do this here blindfold, keep talking sideways, I'ma pull a homo. You don't even smoke, but you stay doing high stuff. Talk behind my back, but I had you repping my stuff. Dog, I don't need you, we far from equal. Heard a few threats, but I don't believe you. See you like the blade to play with your own kids. If I start trapping, better look out for your own way. Why you so hateful? Lucky I don't waste you. Start a movement like me, how long will it take you? And you went to class still a fool like April. My 45 begging me to give your ass a facial. This time around your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop running. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping. This time around your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop running. I got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, we got this thing jumping, you know we got this thing jumping.
looking good like them girls in magazines. You make me wanna have a fling. He got his hands on my waist, and he all up in my face while I'm shaking to the beat. He was grinding on me. Your shoulders in, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boys watching. Gangsta, and I'm a gangster. He's a gangsta, and I'm a gangster. Make your shoulders in, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boys watching. You really like it? You get excited? You really like it? I bet you wanna bite it. Yeah, now you know it's song. It's a DJ, turn it up, that's my song. Yeah, now move your body like this. Throw your hands in the air, now look to the left. To the ground, about your booty up and down. And when you bring it back up, little niggas with a smile. Yeah, yeah. The dick call me too thick. Put down the track, I ain't on the fuck with.
Make your shoulders in, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boy, watch him. Gangsta, and I'm a gangster. He's a gangsta, and I'm a gangster. Make your shoulders in, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boy, watch him. If you really like it, you get it.
You want me, you all owe me. I heard you in the street bragging about me to your homeboys. I see the thugs crowded on the dance floor. They throwing up their balls into the motorcycle. All my ladies in here getting loose tonight. When you dance, your pussy popping, cause all the fellas watching. Yeah, little mama, go ahead, keep doing your dance. Baby, don't be scared. Come and dance with me like you a real G. Come and dance with me like you on that Hennessy. Come and dance with me now, make your body lean. Come and dance with me like you do so on that E.
Make your shoulders lean, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boy, watch him. Gangsta, and I'm a gangster. He's a gangsta, and I'm a gangster. Make your shoulders lean, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boy, watch him. If you really like it, you get excited.
Man, please tell me y'all do not still dress like this. Ah, hell no, man. Let me be there by the back of this, man. Is this a new or a throwback video?
No, no, no. That's, you know, I went to a lot of raves when I was younger, 15 to 25. All I did was go to raves on Friday, Saturday, and sometimes Sunday. A lot of the people that went there wore those kind of clothes you see on the video, and this is a comedy series. Portraying those same guys when they get older and when they get over 30. So actually, it is about me, but not really. I don't drink beer. I don't hurt people.
Damn, he hit his ass in the head with a brick.
There you got Dutch humor for you, yeah. Zouden je dat niet eens oprapen,
hé? Cancer homosexual. What?
Yeah, the translation is a bit literally. That's Dutch cursing. You shouldn't take it as the disease cancer. It has gotten an all new meaning in like 30, 40 years. It's even in the dictionary.
My fault.
My fault.
Damn, the police come kicking his ass. The businessman will get what he deserves.
You can press charges if you want. Oh, no, that's all right.
I'm just blow like, what the fuck ate a vagina? Shall we call the what?
Vagina, cut.
New kids on the block, man. Wow. right then. Oh, sorry, people. Yes, a bit over the top there. Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, it was popular like half a year ago, and I don't see it a lot right now. But yeah, it's still funny. Some parts are a little bit too harsh, but in general, it's still funny.
Well, I got some harsh for you coming too. Y'all know what time it is.
The nutty news time.
Yes, Meneer. Yes, Meneer. Y'all know what that is. That's sir. Goddamn sir.
Hey, don't call me sir. Sir is my father. I don't want to be called sir. I don't want to be called u. Which is something you say to somebody who's older or, like a lot older. I don't want to be called that. I don't want to be called sir. No, if you want sir, you got to talk to my father. He's the sir.
Wow. Didn't know that. Learn something new every day, people. Natty News. That was Natty right there. Natty News is brought to you in part by www.nettynewstoday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, and off-the-wall news. You only going to hear it here, but you'll hear it everywhere else later on. Because when I be covering this shit here, man, and I go and, you know, like two, three, four, five fucking days later, then goddamn, what's his name? I see this shit on, like, Colbert Report and all these other little, you know, late night TV programs. Dang, I've been there, done that. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting it in first on the map. You know what I'm saying? And first, I'd like to thank everybody who's hanging in here, you know what I'm saying, for the show. Alex Jack. We got a guest who's about to get the boot in just a second. Jaime Garcia. Jamie Havocon. Miss Laugh a Lot. And of course, Mr. Zion Knight. And we got Mr. Vice Grip. Blessed Love. Hanging out. You know what I'm saying? Doing a real big right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize.
Oh, yeah. I have to add that. Vice Grip. I love the accent. Really, it's perfect.
Vice. Something wrong with his phone. He there. Don't book the guest. Oh, how the fuck is this you if you there? What kind of shit is that? All right. Never mind the guest. Let's get into the news. Dun, dun, dun. We do give out awards here for the news, you know what I'm saying? Vice Grip. I hear him. Vice.
Bless.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure you're still there.
Yeah, man.
Okay. And, you know, you got compliments on your voice there, man. You know what I'm saying? You got a cool accent. There you go.
All right, man.
All right. Right, man. What language is that?
Breaking up language.
Oh. You know that. That's a new language coming out. This is the breakup language.
Maybe he was practicing as an alien.
You gotta learn that in a minute, y'all. Check this out. Elderly man in New York City has been charged with a fake bomb threat. Getting up there in age, yeah. What is a septuagenarian? What the hell is that? A septuagenarian is being held on $50,000 bail after being accused of telling a flight attendant in New York that he had a bomb in his carry-on luggage. Yeah. But the Chicago man says he was only making a joke Right. Draco Slaughter, 75, was ordered, Slaughter, yeah. Was ordered held on bail at his arraignment in Suffolk County District Court. As a court-appointed attorney entered a not guilty plea on his behalf to a charge of reporting a false incident, which is a felony. Brother.
That could happen to me, too. Only thing is that she would have heard me wrong. I would have said I've got a bong in my suitcase.
Oh, bong. Hey, old school, he getting the award.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, no excuse, people. No excuse. You don't go into a movie theater and say, fire! I'm just kidding. Enjoy your movie. Yeah, imagine the fuck out of that. Yes, we're going to jail. Yes, we're going to jail. Okay, keep it moving. Old school. Coral Springs, Florida. Surgeon fined $5,000 for removing wrong organ. Ooh.
Right.
Yeah, come on down here. We'll fix you on up. Tell
now
you, man.
I want to know which organ.
Yeah. A Florida surgeon who mistakenly removed a patient's kidney instead of his gallbladder has been fined $5,000. Officials said Dr. Bernard Zaragoza of Coral Springs. I say that again, Dr. Bernard Zaragoza, Zaragoza, because you motherfuckers better stay the fuck away from him. Dr. Bernard Zaragoza of Coral Springs removed a kidney from an 83-year-old patient whose unusual anatomy placed the kidney where the gallbladder should have been. What?
Yeah, right.
No motherfucking way.
No drinking before the job, people. No drinking before the job.
Man, okay. All right, well, two awards, first of all.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
And the second.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
All right. People, come on. You got to be thinking a little bit more steady, all right? We got to think a little bit more steady. And doctors who sit up there and go to school for all them years and... What? I'll buy that for a dollar. All right. Washington dickheads C. There we go. Obama talks tough. Yeah. Uses profanity. Woo! So fucking what? Bush said, we're going to kick their ass. We're going to, whatever the hell you always said. Who the hell cares?
Who listened?
President Obama. Yeah, you know, apparently nutty news does. But President Obama said he's looking for some ass to kick in the ongoing BP oil spill catastrophe. Yeah, Obama's reply to critics to how he is handling the crisis. I don't always have time to perform for the benefit of the cable shows. I'm fucking real here. Well, I added that in. But in an NBC Today show interview with host, who the hell cares? You get no credit here. Obama defended his administration and his personal response to the inability to cap the deep water gusher. All righty, that's what I'm talking about. Woo! Looking for ass to kick. Somebody's ass is going to get whooped. Oh, all right. Well, there ain't no awards or nothing for that one. You don't get shit. But congratulations, Obama, for cursing. Yeah.
Well,
hey!
Actually, even worse than what Bush did. Bush was referring to a war situation, or at least a situation that he wanted. And
There you go. That he wanted. There you go.
This is an oil spill. No need to kick ass. Let's save the environment first.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's all smoking guns, man. It's all smoking guns. No. But guess where we're at, people? First time on the map. I got to give some... Hold on. Got to get this prepared. All right. First time on the map. We're in Singapore.
Yoo-hoo.
Up at the bar. Alright, we're over here in Singapore, people. And officials battle superstition to boost birth. Kind of nutty shit is that? That's out of Alexander from Singapore. We're talking about you. Oh, yeah. The year of the tiger.
I'll send him
what
the Akar thing.
What?
I'll send him
that's
thing.
Right.
With these
Indian
nutty
news
this time.
Yeah, he's a guy. The Year of the Tiger. Y'all got that in Netherlands? Y'all celebrating that? Year of the Elephant and all that?
That's from origin Asian, mostly Chinese. Yeah, we got a lot of Chinese people over here. So, yeah, that's celebrated. I don't know exactly what year it is right now, but... That's celebrated.
Oh, okay. The year of the tiger may be the year of empty nurseries in Asia. Nations in Asia are witnessing record low birth rates that experts warn will eventually leave the region without the workers needed to bolster the economy and pay for social benefits. And 2010 may be the worst year yet. Because children born under the Chinese zodiac sign of the tiger are believed to be fierce and bring harm to their families.
Well, the laws are crazy anyway. You know that you only are allowed to have one kid over there?
Yes, that's what I'm like, shit, y'all motherfuckers worrying about the low birth rates. What the fuck is you, why would you care?
Yeah, they had that rule for years and years and years. I don't know how long. But why would they care?
I'm saying, you said you overcrowded. Well, okay, well, there you go. You're overcrowded, just stop. All right. In Indonesia, census records records a 157-year-old woman. All right. But let's see. Census officials have said they believe the woman's claims to have been born in 1853 when Giuseppe Verdi's La Traviata, I don't know who the hell that is, but debuted in Venice. You know who that is?
Venice?
Giuseppe Verdi's La Traviata.
What's that, Italian?
Yeah.
No, I've never been to Italy, though.
Oh.
It's pretty
right. Well, the...
I don't travel that much.
Oh. But get the fuck out, man. Get over there and get on a gondola. The little... Oh, what a Milo, dude. Oh, what a Milo. And me, pasta, some shit like that. I don't see it on the commercials.
I've got a better destination than Italy.
Oh. All righty.
But if you want to get in a gondola, you can come over anytime, no problem.
Well, hey, man, you know, you smoking on the best, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm all about, smoking on the best. But let's see what the hell happened. The Crimean War erupted, and San Francisco got its first street signs at intersections. There's no authentic data to prove her age, but judging from her statements and the age of her adopted daughter, who's now 108 years old, it's difficult to doubt it. Statistics Borough official Johnny Sargent, some shit said. Well, she'll be dead at before 158. They'll guarantee that. All right. It's fucked up.
Oh, by the way,
I
like the fact that you picked out some techno music just for me, but for the naughty news,
hey, brother.
I like the poor music better.
Oh, it's more relaxed, man. saying.
Yeah, indeed.
We all popped up. All right, I'm changing it. Damn, dog. Dog getting all hostile.
I don't get hostile. I never get hostile.
Now the dog said, change it.
I smoke way too much to get hostile.
Change it. That's the dog barking at me. Change it. Porn. Porn me. Change it.
Yeah, my dog loves
porn. All right. Watsonville, California. Oh, man. Everybody hold yourself. She can't hold any specific part. Worker was sucked into wood chipper. Oh, man. That's fucked up, but you're still getting an award, brother.
That's gross.
Authorities say a longtime Santa Cruz County Public Worker employee was killed after he was pulled into a wood chipper. Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Deputy said Henry Lyra Sr., 61, was working. 61. Okay. Was working with a Public work crew that was clearing brush when he got entangled in the chipper. Lyra, who had worked for the county since 1969. 69, that's a good year. I wasn't there, but 69, that's a good year. Was pronounced dead at the scene. I'm pretty sure you didn't find him.
Yeah, that's one thing I could say about that. That's messed up.
Yeah, because if you go for wood chipper, people, yeah, you're not
coming out in one piece.
Yeah, you're going to come out a couple of pieces. But I guess they didn't want to get that gory. You know what I'm saying? Nah. All right. Seattle, Washington. Hey! But not Washington. Seattle, that is.
Seattle. Yeah. That's
boyfriend. Well, yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Where is Seattle at?
Seattle is in Washington. That's the state where the angel is.
City of Washington. Yeah. Where the hell did she go? Oh, she. Okay. You know.
She had to
all
go.
Right. Shows you our geography knowledge. Yeah. We're gonna have to do that show on geography and shit. Coming soon. Geography Weeds Day.
Uh-oh.
Geography our style. Learn the world through our eyes. It'll be a cloudy world. Seattle, Washington. Boyfriend forced girlfriend to sign abuse contract. That's what I'm talking about. Fucking keeping it legal. Oh, sorry about that, people. Sorry about that. A violent boyfriend forced his pregnant girlfriend to sign an abuse contract. Yeah, allowing him to beat her whenever he wanted. Under the terms of the contract, Graydon, I'm a dumbass Smith, he should be named that, 31, was allowed to punch, kick, and throttle his 19-year-old girlfriend. His only restrictions were that he wasn't allowed to punch her stomach, and the bizarre contract was revealed after police arrested him for assaulting his girlfriend at their home.
Right. I feel something coming. I feel something coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to the Prophet Jackal, because this is hip-hop up in here, baby. Yeah. But this is not, because this guy deserves a couple of awards. And here we go.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
No, it doesn't stop, people. It gets a little better. Can we take it to the next level?
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummies, dirtbag, bitch!
And then top it off.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Did I say all
oh,
that?
Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
Where did you find that sample for me?
what's that? That little Mars right now?
The cute computers he could pinch.
Oh, yeah. Soundboard.com, people. You know what I'm saying? Go to soundboard.com for all your smelly sounds. I got a soundboard up there, actually. You can go and look up DJ Smells So Good. I got all these same sounds. Y'all can just go right there and click on them and download them. Be part of the gang.
Lower your shield and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
You've gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Hey, you got nothing news left? Because we are down to about 4 minutes.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and give you guys two more, man. Wrap this up, man. Newport Richie, Florida. Damn, we still in Florida a lot. What is that all about? If you were married, you would understand. Yeah. A woman told officers her husband tried to strangle her. Arrest me. Christopher L. Bukowski, 39, told officers, according to a report, I did it. While the officer gathered paperwork for the investigation, Bukowski said, I choked her. The report states, I asked him why he did it, and he stated, if you were married, you would understand. The officer wrote, I'm going to rush off and get a wife. Yeah. Imagine that. All right, people. And now, nah, fuck that Limbaugh. Pays Elton John $1 million, asshole. All right, anyway, last but not least, MTV's Movie Award show features 100 swear words in 122 minutes. Does anybody care about that? Yes, we do, because there's swear words involved. Some people can't say a sentence without the fuck word. I mean, F word. Yeah, like me. It wasn't just the censors who endured a two-hour swear fest. The television audience had the pleasure of hearing 30% of the vulgarities uttered throughout the night. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. A Culture and Media Institute review found the 122-minute show littered with at least 100 bleepy, bleep-worthy words. That's more than one per minute, not including commercials. The network's censors caught 70 curses. They included 47 variations of F, 11 uses of S. What is that, shit? Fuck shit. And two of A. I guess asshole. One slang for breast. What the hell is that? Tits? Titties?
I guess.
Boobies?
No, not boobies. Bonkers? Tonight. Could be.
Oh. And nine that were unidentifiable. Yeah, you know, that's slang words. Motherfucker. Yeah, that came in there. They couldn't catch that because of mother. We thought he was talking about his mother. And then the fucker came in and threw everything off.
You can't say that on normal radio and normal TV, words like that?
What, motherfucker?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, man. That's less restricted over here. If you would watch TV here, yeah, that's crazy.
On this normal radio, yes, you can hear that. And you will always hear that on Wrecking the Game Radio. Once again, man, I'd like to thank everybody for hanging out. You know what I'm saying? Making this a great show. Alex Jacks from, you know what I'm saying, all the way over there in Dutchland and Netherlands. You know what I'm saying? Representing my dog right here, Mr. Motherfucking Cyanide. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. The guest popped off up in here, I guess, representing, which is Hamie Havocon, Jamie Garcia, Mrs. Laugh-A-Lot, and, of course, the Prophet Jackal. I'm going to check him out on www.tenacityradio.com. And that's real. And we out. See y'all tomorrow on Weeds Day, Wednesday. Smoke them and toke them. If you got them, if you ain't, we're going to be here.
Have a great day, everybody. Have a great day.
There we think. There we go. And last song will be Hard Times. That's what we're doing.
Remix.
Peace out, my bye-bye.
It gets hard in the world.
Brooklyn.
You got to make it through that hard
Hollywood, California.
And like,
remix.
Chicago.
That's why.
Florida.
We here to say
Detroit.
Remix.
Only the storms survive.
All over the world.
everybody get them. Hard times, the nigga got to spit them. Hard times, you stuck up in the middle, cause in the hard time, my nigga, all it makes is strong. Hard times, everybody get them. Hard times, the nigga got to spit them. Hard times, you stuck up in the middle, cause in the hard time, my nigga, all it makes is strong. It's like murder. Shit I have done, got mama crying tonight, because they locked up a son. I'm getting tired of pressure, getting tired of pain. They got me smoking all this reefer, fucking up my brain, got me going insane in this bitch. I'm trying to drop a single down, trying to get rich. But who gonna throw the pitch, nigga, if I don't drop the bowl? I represent the east side and the four ho. And you know the pussy niggas get smoked. So low, it's my soul, and I'm breaking so rough and rugged. And people can't touch it, man. It's hard time, got me feeling tough.
Plus a nine, make me wave 150, and that's straight for me to face what I gotta face in these streets where I gotta make what I gotta make. But you writing checks, it's in my chest. Just catching up with you, bitch. You never thought I'd miss you. Cause when you find an issue, your legs and your thighs in the quarters, push all in the water. Death by the sign, a nigga all in your order. Should've thought smarter, should've came harder, but should've, could've, would've, can't help you right now. So it's time for you to make a move, time for you to show and prove. Time to show these niggas that you do what you say you do. Reppin' on the block with 22, these niggas say who? The dope man, the big man, the boss man. Ain't got nothing on the left hand, trick a man with a dead hand.
All over the world.
Government inflation, general force gain, hope straight raising, the hood, it ain't all good. Block party, I wish you would.
Remix, remix.
Strong survive, not rise, rise.
All
rise.
The world.
I've been living hard times, it was a hard grind, and you know it's better times, I've been doing time.
Oh yeah, remix, remix.
I've been living hard times, cause this is a hard grind, and you know it's better times, cause I've been doing time.
Japan, remix, remix, remix.
I've been doing hard times since I came out the womb, took a few puffs of air, hard times for the room. I look left and then right. The only hard times are what I see in sight. So I jumped up and headed to the door. Told my mama thank you, but now I gotta go. The hard times ain't gonna find me no more. We living hard times, and that's for sure.
See ya. Only the storm survive.
I'm back on the grind, trying to beat these hard times. Dodging all the crackers and jackals, trying to get mine. I tell them step back and check yourself. Too late, silly suckers, done wrecked yourself. Now my people on the ride, and y'all better realize that it's our time to shine. And we gon' claim the prize. But if you can't understand, then please step aside.
So
we do it, I said we do it, we y'all do it. Hard time.
Only the strong survive.
Thank y'all for riding out with hit after hit music. One time for my boy Disco Nate Dizzle, you know what I'm saying, on the beat, in the P's and Q's, you know what I'm saying. One time for Platinum Kings, putting it down. One time for my girl Sky, you know what I'm saying, representing on the beach, you know what I'm saying. This your boy Mr. Smell So Good, you know what I'm saying. Represent one time for Dutch Dirty. One time for Wrecking the Game Entertainment. One time for Jet Set, who always hold it down up in this bitch, you know what I'm saying. Appreciate you, cuz. If y'all want to holler at him, 1-888-859-3762.
We gotta be strong, y'all. We gotta hold on, y'all. We gotta take a stand, y'all. I know we can, y'all.
Yeah, VIP, that nigga DJ Party Time and the Candy Man with that chronic candy, huh? Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Smell So Good. Hit after hit, I did it again. Oh, yeah.